So I've got Marjorie Tabone on the line from Fairbanks, where we're talking about the World Eskimo Indian Olympics. Marjorie, what have you seen lately?
Right now, we are getting ready to do ear pool. We're on day three of WIO. Ear pool is one of those games that tests your ability to withstand pain. And so it's going to be one of those events that's going to be exciting to watch, but also painful. We just got done doing the preliminaries for the 2-foot high kick this morning. And then earlier, we did the Indian stick pool.
So those all sound like a fantastic events to look at, and some sound kind of more painful to participate in. Is there a certain favorite that you've got today?
Well, my favorite was the Indian stick pole. I actually won gold medal this year, so that was kind of exciting and fun to be competing with the other athletes. So that's one of my favorite events. But this evening I made it to the finals for the blanket toss, so I'll be participating in that one as well. But it's also a day where we do the 2-foot high kick, and that's one of my favorite games to watch because the men can kick so high. And we have a veteran kicker, Carl Frankson, who was one of the top kickers back in the day, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. He was one of the top kickers, and so he's made a comeback this year at WIO, so I'm excited to see him kick this evening.
Congratulations, and that all sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
To what do you attribute your success?
Oh, fishing. Yeah, fishing. You know, being out on the land, being a part of culture, sewing, and just, you know, being part of the community. I think it just, like I said before, these events are very community-based and, you know, are meant to build each other up, even though most of them are individual type games. So I think, you know, just having that as a foundation is really something that I need to make sure that I credit my family and everything. So yeah, it's like a combination of all these different things, just living, being in Nupiaq.
It sounds like a very supportive environment for those things, and I'm glad to hear that it's paying off for you. Do you have anything that you'd like to highlight as far as like the general feel of how things are going? You know, I hear a lot of joy and laughter in the background.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, like I said before, people coming together, visiting, having a good time. You know, the games, you know, people are here to compete and have a good time as well. So that's something that we always highlight is the camaraderie and everybody coming together and enjoying themselves. But also, you know, acknowledging the younger ones that are kind of coming into the games too, and seeing them and the dance groups. You know, the dance groups have a lot of young people, so it's so fulfilling and heartwarming to see them taking on the roles and growing up too. So that's something that I really want to highlight as well. But yesterday we had a good fish cutting competition. We had Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation donate chum salmon from the Bering Strait region. We had a new world record broken at 27 inches. So Ariella, she's from Tanana. So that was an awesome competition as well yesterday.
So 27 inches, is that...
27 seconds.
27 seconds in the fish cutting competition. And
yeah.
I know that you're a super strong competitor and like a kind of an exhibition quality person that was showing people how it's done in recently.
She broke my record. But the cool thing was that when we were competing right against each other. And so I actually beat my record, so I got my personal best, but she was just better than me and got faster, and so that was really cool to kind of be a part of that, you know, in that space, and just, you know, having that good competition was really, really fantastic. And so I really look forward to next year, and I'll make sure that I have a nice sharp bulu and be ready for her next year. So it's pretty awesome.
Like other sports, do you often like look at your equipment and say, oh gee, you know, this is really good, but what if I change this?
Yeah, I mean, I have my favorite type of ooze to cut with. So yeah, I'm a left-handed cutter, so I have to have a left-handed ulu. So there's some equipment that kind of needs to be tailored to the uses that I need. So yeah, but not so much. I feel like if you're a good cutter or good kicker, then you should be able to do the game with any type of equipment, I suppose.
So it's really pretty grassroots as opposed to, say, something like broom ball, where you see somebody getting these $300
Yeah.
shoes or something. Well, that's fun. So congratulations on breaking your personal best.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, tonight we're gonna be crowning the new Miss World Eskimo Indian Olympics, so that's gonna be exciting. So the coronation is this evening at 7:30. So we will have a new queen, and so that's another exciting moment for WIO, another young, beautiful, traditional woman representing our people, who will go down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and run for Miss Indian World and represent Alaska. Down on the national world stage. So that'll be an exciting event happening this evening too. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and the ladies that are participating and just congratulate them and all their hard work. And they just have been doing a wonderful job representing their communities and wherever their families are from.
Wow, thanks for that that tidbit. That's interesting to hear these different elements and how they kind of all seem to support each other, even though they're so different.
Yeah, community, family, we got this. Our values.
Well, thank you very much for the call, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And
Bye. Thank
thanks.
you.
Bye.